who stands with you? Republican Chris Christie opposes a woman's right to choose. Democrat John Corzine's fought to protect it. Republican Chris Christie stands with the NRA and opposes armor-piercing rifles. John Corzine's a leader in the fight against the gun lobby. Republican Christie is silent on global warming and will cut environmental protection. John Corzine's creating jobs and making New Jersey a leader in green renewable energy. So who stands with you? For 12 years, Congressman Kenny Hulsoff has been part of the problem in Washington, voting for unfair trade deals and helping companies to move jobs overseas. The result? Missouri has the highest unemployment in a decade. As governor, Jay Nixon will help companies that keep jobs here. Jay Nixon, independent, experienced, the change we need. You do everything you can to protect them. Now you can do one more thing. With a Thumbs Up Child Safety Card to keep on file for emergencies. Yours free from the California Correctional Peace Officers Association. Give your kids a big thumbs up. Every year, the politicians have a secret party where they carve California into new legislative districts. They split cities and towns, counties and natural borders. They fight over all the best parts, blocking any chance for fresh ideas and real change. It's a messy conflict of interest that wastes tax money and invites corruption. Take redistricting away from the politicians and give control of government back to the people. Clean up the mess. Vote yes on Proposition 119. Imagine speeding the length of California at over 200 miles an hour without ever leaving the ground. Imagine a transportation system that unites California and moves us into the future. Imagine a high-speed train that takes you from San Francisco to Los Angeles in about 2.5 hours. A sleek, state-of-the-art train that links north and south and cities in between, connecting people and places like never before. The same big sugar companies that are accused of dumping cancer-causing chemicals into the Everglades are now spending over $1 million to elect Rod Smith governor. Why? Because Rod Smith did Big Sugar's bidding, voting to pass an Everglades law that a federal judge called clearly defective. Don't let sugar money pollute this election. Tell Rod Smith, dirty politics won't clean up the Everglades. Proposition 66 creates a loophole that will release thousands of California inmates. Protect your family. Vote no on 66.